gentlemen, it's time for Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
All right. Hey, this is cool. I see new people. Welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast, the podcast that's brought to you live from the Green Room Lounge in Deep Pier, Wisconsin. Yeah. So I like how many girls are in the crowd this time. It's good.
More than
ladies.
One.
More than the usual one. This is a podcast we do every once a month, and it's to my left I have
John Egan,
and to my right I have
Mike Esserkan,
and I'm Scott
Rumot.
Rumot, yes.
Rumot?
Hey, Rumot.
It's not Roman?
No, it's actually pronounced Rumot. I actually found that out in like seventh grade. I was pronouncing it wrong my whole life.
And well, then, not your whole life, just up to seventh grade.
Well, what, was his whole
yeah,
life?
Yeah, pretty much.
It
was,
but not his whole entire life.
I suppose. Before I talked, I couldn't talk about that.
Rumot.
But I have a whole list of things to talk about right now.
Good, because I think we should go off that.
Nope, we're going to talk about it. Hey, it's December right now when I'm recording this.
Oh, boy, it sure is.
Yeah, and the end of the year is coming. The New Year's Eve end of the year. I want to talk about New Year's resolutions. Because by the time this episode's released, we'll all fail our resolutions. What's happening?
They're saying, talking. Yeah, it's a crowd.
They're saying random words.
This isn't suggestion based. It's a podcast. All right. Hey, John. You don't ever do that?
Oh no, I did. I accomplished mine this year.
You did?
Yeah. Oh,
how many do you have?
One.
Oh.
I accomplished mine.
Was it get
this
married?
Year. No, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, but you never know.
No, you don't, but I'm not a pessimist.
Oh, shit. You got me there.
Why would that be a resolution? Like, I hope I still get married this year.
Because
easy.
Is it? Is it, John? Is it easy to get married?
Yeah. It's really easy.
Okay.
Like, you just walk up to your girl and be like, I want to inside me.
Where did you get married?
Yeah.
No, that's how you meet a girl.
Oh. Meeting the girl is easy. Getting married is the hard part.
That's yeah.
No, you just need money. It's not really hard to get married. You just need money to, like, do it.
Getting out of the marriage is hard part.
Yeah, that's the hard part, where you have to be like, which half of this stuff don't I want?
Wait, so I've had a full-time job, the same job for, like, 7 years, and you had 7 jobs last year, and you have more money than me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
He also had a girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's true.
I know, I guess.
Yeah, it's true.
Actually, last year...
Oh, so but it's your hobby. Like, a lot of my hobbies don't cost a lot of money. Yours are comic books and video games, correct? They are? Well, that's the... wow. Judgment already. So how much do you spend a month on, like, comic books and video games combined?
A month?
A month. I average.
Shit. I don't... That's not good, is it? I'm
going
to look bad.
No. Hey, this is about just be confident with yourself. Who cares how much you spend? I'm just asking.
And right now, if you don't answer, they're filling in a worse answer.
Okay.
In their head, so.
Let's just say $50.
What?
A week.
A week?
On just comics.
Okay. So that's $200. $200 a month.
Yeah.
Just on comics.
Yeah.
So that's $2,400 a year. Okay. So, and then... How many video games do you buy a year?
A year? That's impossible.
That's okay, that's another problem. Okay, and so over a 3-month period, how many video games do you buy on average?
Are you talking about the last 3-month period?
Sure.
I don't know, like 15?
15. Are they all full price?
Mm-mm. No, I bought some on sale.
Okay, so how about the median price is 30, right?
Mm.
What's 30 times 15?
Math.
Probably $500. Okay, so you spend over...
Like once a week, basically.
Wait, once a week. So you probably spend $5,000 a year on comic books and video games. That's a wedding.
Ladies?
Well, you have to give up the comic book and video games.
Oof. Well,
no, you just have to budget it. But like for a wedding, that's what you do. Like I was unemployed, but the government still paid me so I could throw
the
toys. And I also, we had credit cards. And what? No, this is what happens.
The government paid for your wedding. That's
a little bit. A little bit. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just, okay. It's a long story. I got fucked over by my employer. So it's not like I was just saying, fuck a job. Obama's going to pay for it. What you do is you get money for a wedding. So it pays for the wedding mostly.
I'm just banking that she'll be rich.
All right. That's what everyone does. And then you fall in love like an idiot.
Because I'm an equal opportunity person, and I don't want to be the breadwinner because that's a generic sexist thing.
I think you were sexist by saying that, generically men
pay for stereotypical.
I want you to pay for everything because I don't want to be sexist. Could you do that?
In the 50s.
I'm a modern man without a job. I'm breaking stereotypes left and right.
Now go work overtime while I play my video games.
And I won't judge you. You'll go right ahead.
Sure won't.
I'm just putting in perspective. So my hobbies are mostly doing comedy, so I do that for free. I don't really spend a lot of money except gas. And then Netflix is $8 a month for my movies. Done.
Wow.
He's a thrifty man.
I also spend way too much money on clothes.
Oh, there you go. I don't buy clothes.
Yeah.
I really don't buy clothes very often. Bought socks for the first time in like 3 years.
Ew.
I got them for like Christmas the last 2 years. So down.
Okay, so you lied.
But I didn't buy them.
Nope, you're right.
Let's debate socks. Okay.
Oh, do we come in them or not?
Fun.
No, you put them on their feet.
No.
You put them on your feet.
No. John is talking about an alternate use for them as well.
Do you come on your feet?
No! Why didn't you jump there?
Because there's one thing or the other, and apparently...
Wait, he has more than one pair of socks. I mean...
I hope so.
Well, I'm sorry, I guess I'm assuming.
No, I do. Okay. I do, I was just wondering, what? How did you jump to me coming on my feet?
Because you put your socks in your feet, or you put your dick in your feet. In your socks.
If you can put your dick on your feet...
Feet. I don't need socks.
Yeah,
if
you're something special. Yeah. You're Spider-Man. Doing that thing where he's hanging up on the web.
Wow.
Does that ever happen in the comics? Does Spider-Man jerk himself off
with his own feet?
No, it's...
Shoots some webs.
Shoots some webs, hangs there, and just...
Spider-Man is usually a teen-rated comic.
Oh, so a teenager isn't going to try weird shit
while masturbating? A teenager more likely will try the weird stuff. If you had superpowers, Spider-Man's got to get freaky, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He wears that outfit already. I mean, it's...
Well, he's bendy with Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Not right now. They broke up, John.
Oh.
A long time ago, because the whole one more day thing, idiot.
Note how upset John and I are. Oh, no.
It really affected my life.
I hope they get back together.
Mm.
I'm worried for those kids.
I never care for Kirsten Dunst, so it's okay.
That's cute. I don't care. I was going to say, I was going to correct you, but I don't like Kirsten Dunst.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyways,
back to coming in size.
No, I was gonna go back to the whole wedding thing.
Oh, right. Okay, go.
Actually, this happened a while back, a couple years back. John
married.
John got married, and you don't know that I was married once.
No,
I know, because it's a lie.
At least you played along with the bit for a while.
It sure did for at least 2 seconds.
Okay, a couple of years ago.
You
have a hard 45.
Oh God damn it! I knew he was gonna do that. Yeah. It's not a funny... That's not a funny joke anymore. The first episode was funny, but not 7 episodes in. This is the 7th episode.
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow. We were picked up for renewal.
Seems like we...
we had the first 6. And well, that's because the executives haven't seen the 6th one yet.
Yeah.
We're all really drunk.
They banned the 3rd one. So, no, but I was going to say, a while back, John and then our friend Ken, we all 3 of us made a bet that I wouldn't be married by 40.
Right.
Because I figured, I'm like, hey... I'm not going to be married by 40, and if that happens, if I turn 40 and I'm not married, they each owe me $100. But if I'm married by when I turn 40, I owe them each $100.
If you get married by 40, right.
I said if I'm married at 40.
Okay.
So I could get married, and then she could die. I mean, or I could divorce her, but that's... But here, that's harder.
Oh, so you're saying you have to be married on your 40?
When I'm 40, I have to be married.
You have to still be married.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope this comes under the wire. I hope, like, on the night of your 40th birthday, you're, like, running to the chapel to get married.
Well, if it's on the...
So you can win $200.
Why would I run to the... No. If I'm not married, then I get the $200. So
If it's... I hope you're running away from a woman who's going to marry you. Like 5 women are chasing after you with preachers next to them.
I do.
We decide to elope on New Year's Eve. I'm like, let's go to Australia because they're already a day ahead of us. Cha-ching.
I'm going to spend $5,000 so I can win
$200. And a little bit of pride.
That's right. It's about the pride.
So if any girl wants to split $100 with me,
wait, are you winning $100 or $200?
I win $200, but $200. She can have $100.
Well, you're gonna split the $100 though with her.
You want to just give him $200 for the marriage thing?
Or? Yeah. So we just wait 10 years. We're good.
Now, what if someone agreed to marry you for $100? What would you expect out of them? Would they have to? Would they like have to guarantee sex? Because I'm gonna need proof of marriage.
If I get a girl,
sex is not proof of marriage.
But I mean, like that. There's like love. I want proof of love.
No, sex is not proof of love either.
Lust. Or anger. All those things can be.
Why do you need all that proof when.
I think you just need paperwork, just like a marriage certificate should be.
Yeah, and a picture.
Yeah, even if I.
You want to see a picture of Scott having sex with his wife?
No, but
you
want
to see that?
Yeah.
But then I would have to give you money. Why would I go through all that work to give you money?
Because you're a nice guy.
I guess I am.
This is the weirdest bet I've ever heard. I don't understand what's happening.
This all started from New Year's resolutions. I don't even know. So are you going to do any?
No, I usually don't because they're a fool's game, a New Year's resolution.
Well, I'd do them.
Well, you can. I'm not stopping anyone, but I just know that I won't do it, and then I'll just feel crappy. So I just don't.
Well, that's why you do what I do is I do like 30 of them, and I write them all down on cards.
Okay.
And then I tack them to a board, and then at the end of the year, I accomplish 3 of them. And I'm like, whoa, I got 3 done. And I feel like
10%.
Yeah.
That's not passing in any way.
No, yeah, you fire from a job if you gave 10%.
How much effort did you give? 10%. I'll give the other 100
full board,
next year.
We had all these shipping containers you needed to get rid of. Got rid of 10% of them.
The bottom 10. Well said.
Also, I would say listening to old podcasts, I realized what my limit is. 5 vodkas is too much.
Yeah.
And 0 vodkas is not enough.
Yes. What are you on right now?
I'm on number 2.
Okay.
So we're going to need a half more.
Half more.
Well, he can go all the way up to 5.
Oh, that's right. It's just after 5.
4.5, yeah.
It's closest without going over.
Yeah.
So price is right rules.
All right, so Scott, what are some examples of your this past year's resolutions? You have to tell us if you accomplished them. Just what they are.
Read so many books.
Okay.
How many? Like so many?
Yeah.
So.
Wait, did you? If you could go,
I read so many books.
Well, so many. Because two
comic
of
books count? Because that counts as so many.
Oh no, they don't count, John.
Why not?
Although one of my
you're reading.
One of my goals is to catch up on comics.
And mustard.
Oh, fuck. That was a pun.
Yeah, mate. I know. It was worth it. You hear a laughter?
Is someone calling my name?
No, someone said stop.
Stop.
With the puns.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how paranoid you are. You think that someone yelled at my joke and you thought they were yelling at you for no reason.
I did.
Someone said a bad joke and someone would just go, Scott! Like, for no reason.
It is Scott's fault, indirectly.
That's true.
It's my parents' fault, indirectly.
Yes, we
are. Sure. All right, a couple more examples.
I don't have my board with me.
Where's your board, by the way? Where's the board?
It's in my bedroom.
You brought this up.
I've never seen that. Of course, I've been in your bedroom once.
Yeah, once, like 7 years ago. That's not true. That was before I knew you. Like 2-4 years ago. But one of them is, start a podcast. Did it.
Good job.
Check it off the list.
You.
Put that in the done box. Surprise.
Any other ones you want to like ask for applause for that we're currently doing?
I don't
drink lime with vodka. Yeah. We're a tie.
Yeah, can we
don't shave.
Wait, can we I'm sorry, can we bring up the not wearing a tie moment here? We did discuss
okay,
this before.
I want to know what the fuck's going on right now because that you both walked in with a tie.
Yep.
And when was this said that we were supposed to dress up?
We discussed this.
When? Mm-hmm.
Before
on our weekly tea talk.
Our weekly
tea talk?
Yeah,
tea cell count?
No,
like as in like we have tea, we share tea. We go to the golf course and drink tea.
Where do you golf right now? Name a course that you guys go frequent.
Red Robin.
Oh, all right.
Hidden Hills.
All right, both incorrect. Very good.
There's a hidden something.
Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley.
That's Ranch.
Yep. I know it's a big ranch,
mystery,
of course.
Mystery Hills.
Where?
In there, or in the pier area.
You mean Mid Valley or Hilly Haven?
Or Mr. Golf?
No, sure.
We were drinking tea.
The terrible three-par course that's always closed because there's too much rainwater.
We just drive. That's when you hit the ball, right?
Yes.
And
I thought you were actually driving with Mike. Like, yeah, I thought what you said, we just drive.
We just drive across the course, collect all the golf balls.
All right, so when was this decided and why was I left out?
No, it's
you're bullying. You both are cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying. We didn't.
By talking over online and not telling me about something, so yeah. I look like an idiot.
We should do that next time.
We should.
We'll conspire something.
Right.
But no, I don't know why Mike's dressed up. I
don't know why Scott's dressed up.
I had a yeah. Right. That settles that.
So it's seriously random.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no reason you both are wearing. Ties.
Well, there was no. Reason.
I mean, no corresponding reason between us. I had a work Christmas party.
And Mike?
I just wanted to look sharp.
And I wanted to look sharp at my work Christmas party.
For her.
I think she's married. She's very close
to
that
and
guy.
She knows how divorce is difficult.
I'm even wearing a tie clip.
It's not that difficult. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's a couple pieces of paper.
But how was the emotion?
What?
How was the emotional thing of that?
What thing?
Are we talking divorce with paperwork?
Oh, no, she'll probably be torn up for a little bit, but I'll comfort her. He might be mad. I don't know. All
right, let's get away from this. All right,
Wait, what's happening? We're talking about stuff and John's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not getting uncomfortable.
Back to the last episode. I'm rubbing off on you guys.
No, you're... Oh.
Don't rub off.
Rub
don't,
it.
Rub, no, don't. Don't rub off.
I'm rubbing off into your socks.
Nice. No, because we've talked about that before.
We have talked about that before.
That
and I believe
people
you are
think it's
in the
weird
minority.
That I've masturbated into a sock before.
Yes, I believe you're in the minority. We have a group of people who can sample.
No. Wait.
They're with work people. They're not going to admit how
to
masturbate.
It's not. It's...
Well, no, wait. Hold on. How many people in the room masturbate? Raise your hand if you're
You, none of you masturbate?
No. They're not going to admit that. I told you. They're not. Then they're going to be the guy at work who masturbates. Because they're going to be like, hey, where's Jim? He's been in the bathroom for 10 minutes.
Masturbating?
No, I didn't say obsessively.
Remember the green room?
I didn't say who masturbates obsessively at the office. If you do.
It's whoever has a private office. They do that.
All right. Let me rephrase the question. With anonymity ensured, who has ever masturbated? Ever?
No, you got to do it.
You have. All right, good. All right. The rest of you haven't? You guys don't know what the fuck you're missing. It's
No.
You're idiots. All of you.
You gotta preface this as who's never masturbated. Then everyone just goes, okay, I won't raise my hand.
In a sock, no less.
Yeah!
Oh, you fucked up the curve. The rest of you are screwing this up. Because
Team
the point
Egan.
Is, the point is that he's in the minority on this of masturbating into a sock, but the rest of you just screwed me over. Thanks.
What I was going to point out was that, John, you said, oh, I did it once. No, you say you do it numerous times.
I've
you
done
use
numerous
the
times,
same
yes.
sock.
No, I don't.
You said, he told me.
He did. He said that. You said that.
Yeah.
Did
I?
Told us
you said.
The same sock. You have a special
you
sock.
You have a special masturbation sock.
You wash it, to be sure. You make clear of that you wash it. But you do have a special sock. You didn't tell
That's
us
true.
If you've named it. Or
I've
not,
evolved. No, I evolved. I went from the same sock to like socks individually, and now I'm up back. I'm back to tissues. I've evolved as a man.
Yes, good.
But I don't get the whole thing that when people just do it on their hand, to me that's disgusting.
Why?
That's disgusting.
What
I don't
if a girl
does?
What if a girl does it with her hand?
What?
What?
That's her duty.
You're okay with another person putting their hand
it's
on your...
It's not mine. You're not... Ugh. That's like me being like, ooh, here's my poop. Put it in the toilet. That is to say you're touching part of your body that's coming out. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch my own things.
I think the possibility...
I only want to touch the external parts and skin. I do not want to touch the internal things coming out.
I was going to say, I think the one reason why John doesn't use socks anymore because he's married and his wife gets mad when she does the laundry.
Also partly true.
Anyway, I highly encourage masturbating for everyone.
Wait, for everyone?
For everyone.
Should we leave the stage? You're going to do it for everybody.
Oh, for everyone.
That won't...
No, we got it.
That won't come out in audio very well, Mike.
It'll come out.
Wow.
If we were to offer that, then I will stand up here and masturbate for people.
For people? I thought you meant you masturbate them.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm spelling F-O-U-R. I will masturbate for people. Wait, what are you guys thinking? Oh, my God. You're sick.
Yeah, because five is ridiculous.
I'm going to need two guys and two girls.
Well.
So my New Year's resolution is to go back to socks. No, it's...
And this is not... Okay, well...
How about you, Scott?
I'm very flustered
What's
now.
What's your New Year's resolution with masturbating?
Oh, no, what? What?
What is your resolution
with masturbating?
I gotta do it less because I'm not accomplishing my goals.
Maybe you should just try doing it faster.
I'm like, I gotta upload this podcast, but the internet. Oh, click, click, click.
It's true.
I'm so mad on how easy it is to get porn now.
I am not.
I'm a little
mad. We live in the best time ever. But I'm sure that's what our parents did when they're like, porno mags? I don't have to imagine. I'm sure they thought that as well.
That's one thing that always weirds me out is the fact that, like, oh, God, I don't should I get into this? Yeah, let's fuck it. We're being so clean so far. But I kind of wish I had a fetish.
Kind of fetish?
I don't know. No, like, I just like women. That's it.
Well, that's a fetish.
No, is it?
Okay, so there's nothing like that you specifically like watching in videos? Like, do you like nurses?
It's, no.
Do you like nurses?
I love nurses. Do you like schoolgirls?
Not really.
Do you like schoolgirl nurses?
I do love schoolgirls. Do you like...
Like an intern you'd really like? Like, yeah. An intern at a hospital?
Yeah.
I'm the new nurse. I'm still training.
No. Well, train away. Whoops.
I'm also a cheerleader on Saturdays.
What? But I'm going to the army soon.
What?
No.
They don't involve this much plot. What are you watching? Is your fetish way too much plot in porn?
It's called character development.
Actually, I'm going to have to agree with Scott on this. Lately, I've been enjoying more plot in my porn.
Really?
No,
that's
little,
not what
little,
I said
little,
at
little,
all.
A little backstory. No, it's okay, Scott. Okay. I want a little backstory. I want to feel for these people a little more.
I think a lot of times the whole set, the build-up to the actual sex... like works for me because when I was in college it was still where you had to download porn, and so you would have to like sit there and wait 4 hours and then hit it and you got 30 seconds. You're like, well, this is what I have to work with, and that's how I grew up with porn. So now, like,
so you like you just like when girls sit on couches?
Yeah,
that's cool. Oh, wow, so
wait,
little people.
Oh, so you like the audition porn?
No,
where the girls are just sitting on the couch, right?
That's the joke I was going for, but that's not what I was saying. No, because okay, there's people out there that are just fucking weird, right?
Yeah,
there's a weird bunch of weirdos.
Some people
that like balloons. It's like they can go to there's like a balloon fetish porn
where like they fuck
where girls just no, they just like squeeze balloons and that's it. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole video. She's clothed and everything.
Stop it! Stop.
What?
I think you're just watching. Just,
oh God damn it!
Total videos.
Just stop talking about it.
Are you? Is this a joke where you're like just getting too turned on, or is this a
bit killer, Scott? Jesus Christ! You know, we could have done a whole thing where I was like, "Hey,
I
Mike,
didn't want to do
here's
a whole thing.
A big red balloon. Look as I rub the balloon.
No, I'm done now.
Yep, see, would have been so much.
But I'm just saying, like, those...
I'm wearing a sock right now.
Well, but you can go freely.
But people like that can just go. They can like. They just go to the circus. And like, yeah. There's balloons everywhere. They're so happy.
It would be, yeah, I guess it would it be convenient? Would it be nice? Or would it be, or would it not be?
It'd be great. Because
you
want
to be weird and have that haunting thing. So, like, every time you see a balloon, or right. Like, you go to your nephew's birthday party, there's balloons, and you're like, oh, my life.
All right, so,
like
so currently, you think about boobs a lot, yes? Probably? Yes?
Not as much as...
What do you think
dicks?
About a lot?
No.
Okay, well then we're just making shit because you want boobs.
Because, all right,
your reaction should have been,
The problem with boobs is that they're located in the front area, like, and the woman can see you looking at them.
Yeah.
And staring at them for too long. So, and then you start feeling awkward about that. So then you'd have that same problem at a children's birthday. You're like just staring up at the balloons.
But like, plus the boner in your clown costume.
Yep. That would be a good job to take if you were balloon fetishist.
Who wants a balloon animal? No, please. Who wants a balloon animal? Just make them myself.
I've never heard of this balloon thing before.
I can't. What?
What do you mean? You can't believe? Like, what do I Google? Like, balloon fetish? Is
yep,
it possible?
That's exactly what
image,
you
Google. Image. Like, I don't.
Okay.
All right, what are the weirdest fetishes you've heard of? Balloon fetish, foot fetish. I've heard of armpit fetish.
Yeah.
Enjoy I've heard of that. The armpits.
I've heard like some people can't like come unless you like tweak their nipples and stuff. Like they're like sex addicted that you have to like. I think it's because you get so addicted to sex that the normal stuff doesn't do it for you anymore. So like I know like a lot of people, they have addictive personality, like they don't drink anymore, they don't do drugs, they don't do cigarettes, so they turn to sex because it's another addiction that they can live with. So then that's why they become more addicted to things like fetish porn and tweaking and torture and
hot.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's how it kind of happens.
Way to be real, John.
Good job killing the bit, John.
Yeah, John. This whole time I was laughing and then you just drink your beer slowly. No, I'm just saying, like, I wish when I looked at porn, I'm like, there's that special tab just for me. Click. But it's just like, oh, hot girl, good enough. That's it.
You're normal then.
I know.
Okay. Like, why? What is wrong with being normal?
Maybe you should, if you want, maybe you should just be more selective.
Yeah, you can pick what you want.
You can pick what you want.
Yeah, that's weird.
You can do whatever you want. No one's paying attention. You can do what. Wait, are you doing this publicly?
Mm. What is happening here?
I don't know, but I like the trend.
Yeah. we just.
What is this, Tyler?
It's whiskey.
Whiskey.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Just pause these motherfuckers. Are awesome.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
There you go.
Tyler Sitar is a comic.
He was really fun, right? I don't know if you guys realize, this is a big shot of whiskey.
This is.
I'm not doing this as a shot.
Oh, I am.
Well, now you have to, Scott. Oh, you know what's good with that? A wine chaser.
You really don't taste the vodka in this after you do that.
That was good whiskey.
All right, back to porn. All right, so you're not specific when you Google porn, like you're not just like nurse, blonde, boom, let's do this.
I don't know, whatever I feel like that day.
What are things you feel like on a day? What do you feel like today? Assuming.
I didn't today.
Okay, yesterday.
I didn't yesterday.
Oh.
Why is that a gasp?
No,
because you were gonna go all over your room.
No wonder you're so stressed. And it's strange. That, it was strange that a woman gasped as well.
And she's like, I did it twice, but even before I had my coffee.
I did it during the podcast.
Is there something wrong with me?
No. It's okay. People get busy. Like a lot of times.
People get busy. As well.
But as a single person, you should have more time, because when I'm married, I have to wait until she leaves. Like, I can't, like, because...
Why don't you have to.
I mean, you could masturbate.
What you doing, honey? Making supper? Just walk in the kitchen.
I'm making fake babies.
Just practicing frisbee throwing. That was... cut that out.
You edit this.
No, right? You let this bomb sit. That was a bomb. And yeah. You let it sit.
Well, you have to now since you keep talking about it.
What were you getting to about me? Like, why?
What?
Were you going to ask why I still masturbate?
No, I was just saying, like, you. Why wait till you're... Because you're married. You have a wife. Does she not...
Sorry. They were asking about the Frisbee comment you made. And so I was demonstrating more so.
Because you're winding up. Like, I'm going to throw this Frisbee.
Yep.
Boom!
But you have to...
You have to
keep throwing the Frisbee, though, right?
Because it looks like you're jerking it.
Yeah. Like, you're just like, all right, I just got to go. This is really,
I'm
sorry.
Yeah, why are you whacking off your stomach?
Because if I do it under the table, no one can see.
Well, that's why.
And the podcast can't even see anyway, so this is a dumb conversation.
Wow.
This is a dumb conversation.
This is really porn heavy. I didn't even.
Move on, man. You got other topics.
I was going to talk about, at the beginning of the show, how last week I was so drunk, and we were all so drunk, and it just went down, like, the drain immediately. Like, we were in the gutter.
Just don't tell people.
The whole show, and I was like, this is going to be a good one. And we just talked about jerking off and porn for, like, 20 minutes.
I'm drunk, so does that help?
That whiskey's helping.
That is good.
All right, what's next, Scott? We got a hard 45.
All right, so I have resolutions.
Failed. Up. Go. Just go. Move
get,
on.
Get that off. Oh, but that's the segue to the next topic. I was going to say, fuck, I don't want to talk about that now.
Was it socks?
No, it was the topic of happiness.
I'm good. How about you?
Okay, right. That's actually the thing. You are the most cynical person I've ever seen on Facebook. Are you okay?
What?
People are worried about you.
On Facebook, you're like, yeah, I went to Burger King today. Fuck the world. Like, whoa, John.
I don't, that's almost a direct quote.
No, it's not. First of all, I haven't eaten Burger King in like a year. Second of all, no. What do you mean? Look, I'm cynical, but there's usually a joke behind it or some kind of rant.
Oh, there's a joke behind. I mean, there's a joke behind.
Many times the joke though is fuck that.
Now, to be fair, I've had a very, very rough 2 months with customer service issues, and that's. I'm not cynical though. I thought I was posting less. Like I thought I was posting less on Facebook.
Like I was afraid that I wasn't happy. Then I'm like, oh, John's married, and he. I'm happier than
marriage
him.
Doesn't mean happiness. It just means your money gets split. Like that's not. It doesn't mean you're instantly happy. I'm happy. Damn it.
I'm happy.
Like, this is the best year I've had. I got married, and I lost weight, God, and I have a house. I'm happy.
You sound so happy.
I know. Just because I'm happy doesn't mean I can't complain about things. People still suck. It's not going to change. Even if I win the lottery, people are still going to suck.
That's not going to change. That's the episode title, by the way. I'm happy, damn it. I was waiting for that.
I'll go. Look, let's go. Let's fucking do this.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay. So keep talking.
Okay.
All right.
So, are you. You happy? Are you
what?
Are you happy?
Am I happy?
Yeah, why not?
I've been, for the last two, three years, I've been going back and forth between being incredibly happy and then incredibly depressed. How fun is that?
It's very fun.
It is when you're happy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun then.
Oh, shit. That was a note no one's supposed to see.
I saw the note, Scott. What do? No, I don't want to see it again.
No, I'm putting it in this pocket.
Oh, okay.
No, I was going to say, the weird thing is I posted a status recently about, like, hey, I want to make myself a better person. And I must have not phrased it well. Because I'm like, hey, I want to make myself a better person. What are some things that I can improve on? Because I only know what I screw up on. So I'm like, what does everyone else see me screwing up on? And everyone's like, you're too hard on yourself. I'm like, how is that?
Wait, you don't think you're hard on yourself?
Like, everyone's like, cheer up, you're a good guy. I'm like, I didn't say, that's not what I was
going
for.
But that's what people are used to on Facebook. If someone goes like, what can I do to improve myself? They're like, he wants to feel good. That's what everyone thinks.
It does imply that you're feeling shitty about yourself.
Yeah.
That question.
Like, six people were like, yeah, be happier, idiot. And I'm like, whoa. And then one person's like, grow a better beard. And I was like, that's...
I did go on a rant about somebody not tipping a delivery driver enough. But every day for the past 2 weeks, I've been posting a ridiculous picture of Batman, doing something silly.
Yeah, I like those.
Johnny and Comedy on Instagram.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. I'm not being cynical. I'm posting silly pictures once a day.
That's those pictures. But that's not all you post, though. Read some of your posts.
Support the De Pere Cinema at the Green Room Lounge. I'm doing stand-up. 8 photos you haven't seen.
Yeah, those are all advertising marketing things. All right.
Okay. I did a joke about Sons of Anarchy.
What was the joke?
What a lame SOA finale, guys. Am I right? A bunch of question marks. And people like knew I was joking.
Oh, I didn't because I never saw the show.
Neither did I.
Well, it wasn't you for you then.
Okay. You threw a tissue away. Was that the one you masturbated with? Is that what you wasted it?
Oh, yeah.
This is turning into way too much media.
Anyways, I will watch it. I will watch my posts.
I'm just want to make sure
what you got to do. We're just worried about
you.
Are people really worried about me?
People have been talking.
Who?
Us.
People.
Just you two?
We're people.
Yep. Just me and Bono.
Well,
It's a U2 joke.
Never mind. Ah, Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Oh God.
All right. I guess now's the time. Secrets. Every episode, Mike, John, and I come with a secret, and we share it with the audience. It's cool because we can learn more about each other, and the audience can learn more about us, and we feel closer, and then girls want to date us. So,
how's that been working so far?
Well, we're still recording.
Okay. Oh, once we're gonna stop recording.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I got a girlfriend. See you.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
So, secrets. Who wants to start? I gotta find mine.
Not it.
I do. We would all love you. But you don't have to.
Oh shit! I already said one. I don't have a fetish. Well, I'm not gonna use that for a secret.
No.
You want me to start?
Yes, please.
Okay, fine. Because
I don't, as usual, have one.
I always feel bad when I'm driving because I accidentally stalk people.
I know this is going to be the rest of the episode.
If it's always, then it's not accidental.
No.
Oh, so like, I bet you're talking about that when like someone starts turning the same ways you are going to, you're afraid to think you're following them.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. It happens.
You're
to me
afraid
as well.
That wait. So you aren't actually following. You just happen to be going.
Yeah, I'm like I don't usually take this away, but I've been following this person for a while, so I'm gonna take a right here, and then they take a right. I'm like, oh fuck, and then I just keep driving. I'm like, well, they'll turn eventually, and then
make
I
make a terrible private eye.
I end up following them.
Tail
like,
that man.
Straight.
they end up
like running stop signs and stuff, and then like they turn into their driveway. I'm like, I know where they live.
But I bet you immediately forget that information though.
No.
Why are you driving through their like their streets they live on?
Well, I don't know they live there.
Are you following these people?
I'm not on purpose.
But you are, though.
Yes, I'm afraid.
Is there a point where you switch to not on purpose to, I'm going to see where this goes?
Not yet.
You know, do not say that.
You know what I do?
What?
If I go in an airport, especially like a bigger airport, like Chicago or something, I will, and you have like a between flights thing,
yeah.
I will follow people. It's great fun. Because they're busy, they're going somewhere else, and I'm like, I got time, I'm just going to follow that one person. And then if they, like, never has it happened, because they're way too focused on whatever they're thinking about to, like, turn and look at the person following. And I'm not, like, following, like, a foot behind them. I mean, but even if they did, like, they stopped and say, hey, what are you, I would just, like, go, I'm looking for my flight, man.
just walk away?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, now I've done that too, but I've been followed as well, where you get a little bit paranoid.
I know, yeah. I don't want that. I don't want them feeling that though, because I'm like, because I follow them for at least three turns, and then I'm like, oh shit.
But you have the choice to do that. You can slow down or just kind of pull over and be like, oh no, my phone.
Or embrace it and just fucking follow them.
You can do either of those.
How often do you look in your rearview mirror and see what cars are behind you?
All the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why?
That's more weird.
That's a little, yeah.
That's more weird?
A little bit.
Oh.
I'm like singing or listening or like thinking about stuff and yeah. I don't.
You afraid people are following you?
Mm. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me sound like I'm paranoid. But they are following me.
I wasn't. However, this sentence you just said made you sound more paranoid
exactly
than anything
paranoid
I could have
person
done.
Says. Why would they be?
I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're doing.
Well, okay.
Tell me I'm paranoid.
I think
I'm not paranoid.
I think this goes back to when I was in high school. I was followed by a cop because I was driving home from work, and it was like 10:30 at night. I was driving home from work, and I didn't take the normal way I usually take, and the car behind me was following me, so I took a left, and then another left, and then a right, and then, like, they were constantly on my tail the whole time, and I got creeped out because I didn't know why this car was so close behind me, so then I sped up, and I was, like, speeding around corners and stuff, yeah. And they kept following me, and it freaked me out, and then as soon as I pulled into my driveway, it was a cop, and it turned the lights on. I was like, oh, shit, maybe I was speeding, I'm screwed. And it turns out it was some guy with the same type of vehicle as me, like, beat the shit out of his girlfriend and then went to a bar. And where I was coming from was where the bar was. So
yeah.
They saw my car and tailed me until I got home because they thought I was the guy who abused his girlfriend.
Okay. So they followed very good police work and procedure.
I know, but still, like, the fact that it was, like, dark at night and I was, like, 17 years old, I got creeped up because the car was following me. Down like country roads and stuff like that, and I didn't know why this was happening. Did you just exchange a wine for another wine?
It was the wrong kind of wine.
They were both red. How are they wrong?
They were a different shade of red.
Oh, Scott.
Well, they were both liquid. Or the same thing.
Yeah, is that Sprite in there?
7-Up.
Yeah, they're different.
All right, well, that's my secret. Who's next?
I follow people in airports.
You are such a cheater.
If someone's on my ass, I will purposely slow down, but then purposely go on people's ass and be a hypocrite.
Why?
I'm a jerk.
Oh.
Because I'm happy. No, I don't know. I get like little bouts of road rage because I do not understand the concept on a 35-mile-an-hour road why you're going 28. Like, I don't understand the concept. I don't know what's going on with your life. I understand that things could happen, but there's no way you can't put your foot down a little bit so that our lives are better. Like, that's just a minimal thing you can do to make the whole world better in a split second.
I have a feeling that if you ever followed me, you would hate me forever.
I would.
But and I would hate you because you're following me, and I get all paranoid.
I don't follow people, though. If they switch lanes, I let it go, and I just move on with my life.
I realize.
And then I do the hand gesture, the, come on.
Thumbs up. You're doing a good job.
Yeah, I do this a lot, and my wife's like, what do you think that does? I'm like, I feel better. I don't do the finger. I just do the, like I'm an old, I'm going to be a cranky old man. Yeah.
I think that's what it is that you're a cranky old man, but you're not 30 yet, and you're just acting like a cranky old man.
That's true. When was the last time you bought a toy and played with it?
Sex toy or not?
I'm hoping children.
How about these new socks that absorb things and don't get crusty?
Oh God, I just have a horrible horrible joke. Do diabetics use the diabetic socks, or do they just buy normal socks?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Do you know the diabetic socks?
No.
They're like looser, so they don't tighten on your legs.
Oh, this is how dumb I am. I thought like their feet leaked or something.
It leaks insulin. That's why you have to inject
That's how dumb I am. I was just like, what's going on?
No, because usually when people have diabetes and it's really bad, sometimes they lose a foot because of bad circulation. And if you have normal socks, it tightens on your legs and then you lose circulation. So the diabetic socks are really loose. And I was saying if you have diabetes... and would you imagine?
So, like, if they walk around their house, do they just fall off?
Fall off their socks?
No, do their socks fall off because they're so big?
Oh, I don't know.
Sometimes when you two talk to each other, it's like two people who just learned English.
That's why sometimes, like, when you watch old people get take the clothes off, sometimes.
Wait. Oh, wait. Rewind that. Rewind that sentence. Say that same sentence. No, say it again. Sometimes
when you watch old people take their clothes off.
No. I mean, like in...
We've all been there. Watching old people take their clothes off.
I mean, like in movies. Like in movies, like when... Like,
name two.
Name two.
I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, like... God damn it. I'm not saying it. I only see, like, on TV and stuff like that where they have those, like, little clips on their socks, and then, like, they have a clips, like, so they have those little, like, leg band things for their socks.
Are you talking, like, old black and white movies?
Sure.
Yeah. Those kind of old people?
Yeah. But they get old. They don't just stay that age forever.
No.
I think in, like, old movies, those, though, it was just because they didn't have elastic back then.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Suspenders.
They also didn't have iPhones. If you ever watch an old movie, they don't have iPhones. I just wanted to let you know.
I'm saying like Mad Men and stuff, where it's like it's the strap is around like above their calf, so it doesn't slide down, and then it's like clips holding up their socks.
Yeah, I don't think it's because they're wearing diabetic socks.
Well, my theory's gone.
Well, that's what you learned tonight.
Yeah. Was that seriously your secret?
What?
Was that seriously?
That's a good one. I like
that. All right.
That is a great one. I want to do that.
All right, then I guess.
It's fun. It's a fun act. I encourage people to do it, as well as masturbating, but don't combine the two. but following people in airports or any, like, really busy public place, follow people. It's fun.
Well, I guess we're to the end of the show where we talk about what we learned tonight.
Oh, we're at the end already?
Yeah.
Yeah. We blew through this episode like a wind.
Like an old lady taking her clothes off.
No. So, Mike, what'd you learn?
I learned that when you ask a large group of people if they masturbate, they won't say that they do.
Even though obviously they do. Don't give me the finger gun. That's the wrong gesture to make at that moment. He like shot at me then.
I'm one of the four.
John, what'd you learn?
I learned I apparently need to make more fucking happy fun posts for everybody to enjoy. So when I wake up... Oh, by the way, a side note. How do your dreams affect your day?
What? That's a side note?
What do you mean?
Today you posted that you had a weird dream and like it got you in a funk. How did that happen?
How do you not?
I wake up from a dream and go, that was fucked up. Breakfast. That's what I do with my day.
No, I had...
It's good to have breakfast ready, though, for you right away.
Yeah, I'm just like bacon.
No.
Raw.
Okay, are you saying that you've never woken up from a dream laughing? You've never woken up from a dream crying? You've never woken up, like, being scared?
I've woken up and I'm like, oh, gee. And then, like, a minute later, it's gone.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, I can control dreams. Like, if I'm in dreams, I can control them if I'm used to them.
That's just thinking.
What?
That's just thinking.
What do you mean that's just thinking?
I could just lay down and be like, I'm walking through a field, now it's turning into strawberries.
No, like I've been subconsciously in dreams where I've realized it and then changed what's been going on.
Yeah.
I've done Inception.
Yeah, it's called lucid dreaming.
That's
right.
Not Inception. That's not Inception. You just, yeah, it's lucid dreaming. Inception is when you go down and you can make, not go, you go down. Fuck Christopher Nolan in that movie. Because, okay, that's my... One of my biggest pet peeves is people are like, hey, something's within something. Inception. Hey, look. I put a glass inside a glass. Inception. Oh, look. It's a podcast within a podcast. Inception. No, it's not. It's the idea of putting something in their head so they think that idea is their own, but you put it in there. It's fucking shit.
That is it.
Good night, everybody.